Grieving is self-pity. Now, any of us who have experienced the loss of someone that we love very dearly would take issue with that and say, surely not, surely not. Grieving is not self-pity. However, if we understand what death is, death is a celebration, a graduation to a grander awareness. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. Every day of our life we face experiences of health, of wealth, of business activities. We face experiences of growth, with life, death. Newborns come into the world so wonderfully, and others leave the world so wonderfully. Sometimes the death takes place in a rather unusual way, but in any event, whenever a person leaves, it is a time that they have chosen. You say, well, surely people don't choose to leave when they're little babies. They don't choose to leave when they're in the prime of their life, in the height of their experience. How do we know? Do you realize when the time comes for you to move to another dimension of life, for you to have the celebration, the graduation to a grander awareness? How do you know when that happens in you? And most of us have not had that happen to us. We've had experiences of near death. We've had experiences that might illumine us in many ways, but think about it very seriously. When you have an accident, you know that something's going to happen. You feel it in your bones because you have put the cause in motion somehow for it. And we say that every experience in life takes place because of a cause that we have put into motion. It's not a matter that it's an accident. It's a matter that really we have put a cause into motion, and that cause has brought about the experience that we are having. That cause is a serious cause of our life. But you say, surely you've never put the cause of death in motion. Well, how many of you at one time or another in your life felt you were going to die? Because you lost your breath, it got bumped out of you. Because you had great pain, because you had experiences that seemed impossible to handle. And in those moments you thought, oh, if I could only die, if this could only end, if this terrible experience could only be to an end. And then you say, I never wanted to die. Oh my goodness. You didn't really want to die in those experiences, or else you would have. But you were fearful of it. You were fearful of the pain that was going on, whether you felt you could handle it or not. The pain of your heart, the pain of your body, the pain of your mind. Pain comes in many different ways. And all of those pains also are self-inflicted. But if we could have in our heart the realization that grieving is but self-pity, feeling sorry for ourselves because we've lost the joy, the presence of that loved one, because we felt perhaps they were too young or too old or too new and too happy and so forth to die. But death does not make any choices as to our condition of happiness or sadness. It's a matter of when we just choose to go. You know, many people live until a certain birthday. Many people live until after the New Year, after Hanukkah. They live after some joyous event. They live after their grandchild is born. They live after they're sure that their wife can take care of themselves, or that their husband can take care of the family or himself. They live just so that all things can be in order in their mind. As many doctors say, you've got 3 days to live. Go put your house in order. How do you put a house in order in 3 days? Well, what you do is you have your house in order at all times. You have your life in order at all times. You are continuously a loving being. There's nothing to be forgiven for, or nothing to forget. You're always a gentle, kind, and caring person, because that's what you are to yourself. You're always a sincere, loving, integrity person, a person who has convictions and beliefs that you stand by. As we come upon this awareness, and as we come upon the realization that we always keep our house in order, we always keep ourselves in order, then death is no longer a terrible thing. It is a passing into another dimension of life. And as we enter that other dimension of life, we completely forget everything that ever went before. When you came into this life experience, did you remember what happened before? Some people say they do, but most people have no idea where they were. Most people have no idea where they're going after this dimension, from one dimension to another, of grand experiences, of deep, caring, loving experiences, each one, each dimension, a fulfillment of itself. Think of it in that way. And each dimension is a little bit higher. Death is a celebration, a graduation to a grander awareness. So do not mourn those who die. Bless them on their way, for one day you too will be making that journey into higher awareness. And you want to leave the world in your mind just a little better than you found it, because you have showered the world with your love, your peace, your caring, your gentleness, your goodness. Grieve not, for the time of renewal is at hand. Bless them on their way, for one day others will bless you on your way too. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. Call toll-free 1-888-463-8654 for exciting information covering your healing needs. When you call 1-888-463-8654, you will be speaking to a practitioner at that moment for all of our people here at the University of Healing, the Worldwide Healing Ministry, and God Unlimited are all practitioners ready to work with you to see that you are whole and perfect now. Call 1-888-463-8654. Grieving is self-pity. Death is a celebration, a graduation to a grander awareness. It's a wonderful experience. I love you. I love you. I love you.